Hey everybody, it's your girl Laura Bennett, back with another quickie to get you sorted. Today we're diving into something huge. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, Laura. Isn't forgiveness just letting someone off the hook? Nope. It's way deeper than that. Forgiveness isn't about condoning hurtful actions. It's about choosing to release the anger and resentment that's holding you back. Think of it like this. You're carrying around a heavy backpack filled with past hurts, and each step is getting harder. Forgiveness? That's throwing out the junk and lightening your load. You still acknowledge what happened, but you are choosing not to let it define you anymore. So, how do we actually do this? Let's break it down into five key takeaways, because honey, knowledge is power. First up. Forgiveness starts with you. It's about healing your pain, not necessarily excusing the other person's behavior. Remember, you can't control what happened in the past, but you can control how you react to it moving forward. Second. It's a process, not a one-time event. Just like learning to ride a bike, forgiveness takes time and practice. There will be ups and downs, moments of anger and resentment creeping back in. Be kind to yourself, acknowledge those feelings, and gently guide yourself back to the path of forgiveness. Third, acknowledge your pain. Don't try to sweep it under the rug. Bottling up emotions only makes them fester. Take time to truly feel what you're feeling, sadness, anger, betrayal. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist can help process those complex emotions. 4. Empathy is your secret weapon. Try to understand the other person's perspective, even if you don't agree with their actions. It doesn't mean condoning their behavior, but it can help soften your heart and make forgiveness feel less like punishment and more like a release. You know that saying there, but for a fortune, go I. Sometimes understanding someone else's struggles helps us understand our own path better. Finally, release the need for revenge. It's tempting to want payback, but holding on to anger only hurts you in the long run. Forgiveness isn't about them, it's about freeing yourself from that cycle of pain. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah, who was betrayed by her best friend. For years, she held on to that hurt, resenting her friend and letting it poison her relationships with others. She couldn't move on because forgiveness felt impossible. Then, she stumbled upon an article about the power of empathy. It made her realize that maybe her friend wasn't intentionally malicious, perhaps they were hurting too. Sarah took a deep breath and decided to try. She reached out, not for closure or an apology, but simply to understand. The conversation was difficult, but it opened up a space for healing. And wouldn't you know it? Both of them moved forward with lighter hearts. So remember, forgiveness isn't about forgetting, it's about choosing to move on. It's about recognizing the power you have to rewrite your story and create a brighter future. And trust me, honey, that freedom is worth every ounce of effort. Ready to ditch the baggage? Share this episode with someone who might need a little nudge towards forgiveness. And don't forget to leave a review. It helps others find their own path to inner peace. We'll catch you tomorrow for another quickie. Take care and keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.